back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
On first and 10. Husak wanting to throw, going deep down the far side. This one up for grabs and falling incomplete.
There's a flag on the play, holding.
Well, Husak is showing his inexperience because he's basically throwing the ball up for grabs. Devin Connolly had no separation whatsoever and ended up being more of a defensive player than an offensive player, making sure it wasn't intercepted. Doesn't matter, in essence, there was a hold on the play against Point Burrows, so they'll march it back 10 yards.
I will mention this, Kevin, that the wind has kicked up a little bit, and it is in Burrows' face. They will face the wind this fourth quarter. Barnegat will have it at their back. So when you put it up that high up in the air and try to throw it over 30 yards, that wind's going to hold it up a little bit. And you're right, no separation at all. Lucky that wasn't intercepted.
First down and 20 now for the Panthers. They give to Fitzsimmons off the left side.
Jack Fitzsimmons on the carry.
Knocked down after about a three-yard pickup to the 43-yard line. Up and going here in the fourth quarter. 13-7, the Bengal advantage. Kyle Morris there on the tackle.
Second down and 17 for the Panthers.
Well, you know what? I think if you asked Sean Henry, the Point Burrow coach, if you'd like to be in this spot before the game, he would have taken it.
Yeah, down a score in the fourth quarter.
You know, and the game really now just kind of rock'em sock'em stalemate.
Man in motion is Conley. He'll get it. That's a lateral pass caught behind the line of scrimmage. Flags out.
Yeah, it's a block in the back without a doubt. Morris got blocked in the back.
Weigert, the player that will have the flag thrown in his direction, will be called as a hold.
Yeah, I mean, right in front of the official in open space. An easy call.
10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
So back-to-back penalties, and this offensive drive is going nowhere.
Going the wrong way.
Yeah, going the wrong way for sure.
Barnegat's only had it one time in this half. 11
twice.
Minute. Oh, they did?
Yeah, twice. Once in the beginning of the half.
Oh, they had it right away. That's right. I'm sorry. But unable to come away with that on that last drive when they controlled it pretty good the second half of that third period. And still only a one-score game.
Well, this is second and 25 right now for Point Burrow. Husak, little play action fake, dancing off to the left. Stops, looks, throws, goes down the seam. That one up for grabs. And it is intercepted. Helmet came off of the Barnegat player who hauled it in.
24, Matt.
Matt Mano makes the pick. That's the third interception of the night for Barnegat on the defensive side. And Mano making the big play, coming off the bench to help things out.
Well, that time, actually, he had a receiver open. And I think what Ed had just mentioned came into play. He threw that one up, and it never got to the receiver. Ended up being a fairly easy interception. But Husak has really had a rough night with three INTs. And here's Barnegat again. If you're the Bengals, you're thinking, hey, we get one more score, we're getting ready for the bus ride home.
On first and 10, ball sent from the Barnegat 34, Erskine. He wants to throw. Steps up, strong arm over the middle. And we're airmail this one. The intended target, Bowen, with 10:27 to go. The clock will stop, and it'll be second and 10.
Well, Bowen looked to be open in the middle of the field, Matt. Just couldn't get it to him.
Erskine on his way to Bucknell.
With what position will he play there?
Quarterback.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I think he could be, and he's such a big, strong kid. I
gave the indication to us last night that he's going as a quarterback.
Really?
Wouldn't you say, Ed?
Yes, I agree, Matt. I think that's his position. I don't know where else he plays.
Offset eye formation to the right. Split wide receiver set for Erskine. The give is to McGinnis. Big hole up the middle, and McGinnis will spin his way forward for a 10-yard pickup right at the first down mark before Mike Larson will wrap him up and make the stop.
I don't know. I just don't know if his arm is accurate enough.
Correction, it is a 10-yard gain, and it is a first
big, strong, tough kid.
Well, we do know he'll get a good education there.
No question about it. And that's paramount to him and his family.
You got that right.
And, but he played some defensive back.
Yeah, not this year.
Not this year, but
last year he did.
Last year he did.
That's right.
He was a pretty good hitter, too, if I remember.
First and 10 from the 34-yard line. Reverse setup. It's Wickwire again to get it. Dancing off on the far side. And Wickwire will pick up about 8. Second time that play has been called. Second time it has worked. First time it went for a 25-yard touchdown run. 8-yard pickup here and into Panther territory. Stop made by Fitzsimmons. It'll be second and 2 with 9.5 minutes to go.
That's a nice-looking play. And, boy, Wickwire does have some wheels in the open field.
Wickwire pretty much the one guy who will be back next year from the starters. Just a junior. This is a heavy senior-laden team. Dugan will be back up front.
Bowen, right? Bowen.
Josh Bowen will be
Bowen,
back.
Yep.
Erskine on second and 2. Offset eye again. McGinnis again will get it. He'll have the first down here. Stretching forward to just shy of the 40-yard line. Gain of about 6. First and 10. They'll spot it at the Panther 41.
Well, Barnegat starting to move the ball here.
Got to pick up points, though. You know, the Bengals went away from McGinnis for maybe the second and third quarter now in favor of Wickwire. Now they've gone back to McGinnis. Should be fresh on the offensive side.
Erskine gets the snap. Hands to McGinnis. Third consecutive run for McGinnis. Hit hard on the far side this time. After about a 1-yard pickup, second and 9, Franciscini and Conley combo on the stop.
As we start the second half at Brick Memorial, Jackson lining up for a field goal attempt. Had a bad snap, and Memorial takes over on their own 26-yard line. So that one's still tied at 14. Have the lights gone back on at Toms River North?
I'll check in a minute.
Erskine here. This time it's Wickwire, the pitch to the short side. Not much room to work with, and he'll pick up maybe 2. Jack Enright from his defensive end spot to make the stop.
This game, Matt, has been a lot of third and longs and then fourth and 2s and not many conversions out of those situations.
I do not believe the lights are back on.
Yeah, wow. You know, after all the offensive explosions we've had in our games of the week on Friday night, this one is good old-fashioned defensive battle.
Third and 7 with just over 7 minutes remaining. Erskine with a trip set off the left side. Here's Wickwire up the middle. Big hole. Then Wickwire will run through to get the first down. Picks up 10 down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line.
First and 10 Bengals at the Burrow 28-yard line.
Burrow defense right now has their back against it, trying to keep this at a one-possession game. Even a field goal would make it a two-possession game for Barnegat should this drive stall out before the end zone. Erskine looks the defense over, takes his time before getting the snap. The give up the middle is to McGinnis. Stopped just shy of the 25-yard line for a gain of about 3.
A couple of scores here, Matt. Pinelands and Jackson Liberty have traded second-half touchdowns, with Liberty leading the Wildcats 14-10. Josh Dixon with his third rushing touchdown of the night. Freehold leads Wall 21-10.
Got to give a lot of credit to Jackson Liberty, who we saw the very first game of the year, you would have told me that they would have been able to win four games in their first six, I would have told you you're crazy.
Absolutely.
Second and seven. Erskine, this time from the shotgun. Blitz is coming. Erskine will try to run it up the middle. Not much to work with. Breaks the plane to the 25, maybe gets to the 24 for a gain of a yard. Good solid third and long five coming now. We're inside the midway point of this fourth quarter. It is 5:25 and rolling up on the clock. And another big third down set coming.
All three timeouts available for both teams. And another first down here by Barnegat, and Point Barrow may have to think about using some of those timeouts.
Plus, the Bengals are getting themselves in field goal range, and three would be huge here.
Connor Lustenberger, the kicker, 2 of 2 for the field goals this year, has a long of 33. Inside of five to go now. Erskine on a third down and long five. Gives the pitch to Wickwire. Running back behind the line, gets dragged down and tackled. Austin Drucker makes the stop. That is a huge play as Drucker comes up to make the tackle about 8-9 yards back behind the line of scrimmage. Now fourth and long.
Boy, that was an outstanding play. He just guessed and read it perfectly and knocks them out of everything. And here comes Xavier Young to punt.
I'd go after this one.
I agree with you. It doesn't look like they're lining up, though, that way.
Young has had a couple of shaky snaps to deal with tonight. No pressure here. Trying to angle this one towards the sideline, and it'll bounce in to the end zone. Only pick up about 13 yards and the change of possession to the 20-yard line. 4:06 to go. We still got a one-possession game here. It is Barnegat 13, Point Barrow 7. Barnegat, as we mentioned, next week on the bye. 2 weeks from tonight, they will play Lakewood.
Point Barrow, by the way, next week will travel to Raritan in a non-division game.
First and 10 for the Barrow. Here on first and 10 from the Panther 20-yard line. Husak with a busted play. Bad exchange with Fitzsimmons, so they'll have to fall on it together and lose a yard to make it second and 11.
Matt, I almost think you have to treat this series like it's the last time you're going to get the ball.
Agree.
Even though they have their timeouts. They're on 19-yard line. So first downs are paramount here.
Back to the air here, I think.
Fry had that one big pass completion at the wide receiver spot of the first half. Sets himself far sideline. And it'll be the target here. Fry will catch it into the boundary. He'll pick up about 8, maybe 9.
Shy of the first down.
A little shy. Third and 2 coming here.
Much more effective when he rolls that way. Wouldn't you agree, guys?
Yeah.
Then when he's back in the pocket. Not a real tall kid. Has a tough time looking over those offensive and defensive linemen when he drops straight back.
Listed at 5'11", 180 pounds.
Right. That time he sprinted right and threw a bullet.
Sets here on a big third down. The give is to Fitzsimmons, who will push the pile over the 30-yard line and get the Panthers a first down.
Now you've got to get into two-minute mode right now.
Yep.
You've got to hurry up, and Sean Henry doing that. The messenger gives the play to the quarterback.
It's taking an awful long time.
They'll go back into the huddle. You just can't do that in this two-minute drill.
You got to have a sense of urgency.
Franceschini will set himself as a slot receiver this time. Far sideline left. Husak going to roll that way. Here comes the Barnegat pressure, and they will get Husak.
I think you got to call timeout here.
No, they're not.
He'll pick up a yard or about a half a yard. Time ticking down here, 2:40 to go, and rolling second and a long nine.
Not really a two-minute offense, I think you'd agree.
Trips this time off to the right, single receiver up top to the left. Fry the target, he's the near side wide receiver. Husak going to roll that way. Husak stops at the hash mark. Now dancing again. Gets a block to keep the play alive. Looking for Fry, who just got smacked by McGinnis. Left the body exposed, and McGinnis delivering a ball jarring hit that knocked it away from Fry, who's going to have to step out here for a play.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, what I liked about that hit, because he did not go up high. He did go low. He hit him in the midsection. But that's how people get hurt like that, on hits like that. But good job by McGinnis.
Well, big third down here for Point Barrow to keep this one alive.
Split wide receiver is Weigert. With Fry not in the game, options are perhaps a little limited here for Husak. On third down and a long nine. Three-step drop. Pressure coming. Young there. Young will grab the jersey and rip him down. Xavier Young with the sack at the right time, and now the Panthers will use a timeout. 2:07 to go. We'll step out real quick as well. Barnegat 13, Point Barrow 7, fourth and long when we come back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit shoresportsnetwork.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Back here on what will be fourth down and 19 for Point Barrow. Panthers using a timeout, trying to figure something out here, that third down call.
Yeah, they tried to pick it all up at once, Matt, when really you knew you were going to go for it on fourth. They only needed 9 yards. I would have tried to pick up some of it and then go for it on fourth.
Husak will motion. Set up hook and ladder. Here's the give, and that's not going to work. Fry checked back into the game. Dropped it off to Conley. I saw that coming from up here.
Yeah. And it was the short side of the field.
Exactly, yep. Kev. Exactly. You've got to have some room to run that hook and ladder. As soon as he got the lateral, I mean, he was almost a yard from going out of bounds.
By the way, up in Manalapan, and your guy Mayfield, his third touchdown, an 18-yarder, 20-3 Braves, 6.5 left in the third, and the lights are still out at Toms River North.
Wow, they may have to pick that one up tomorrow.
It looks like there is power in the area. I can see lights in the area there, but
Jackson and Brick Memorial enter the fourth quarter, tied at 14.
2:01 to go here in the fourth. Offset eye formation to the right for Erskine. The give is to McGinnis. Cut back at the point of attack. And he will drag Yeomans down for a gain, after a gain of about 8 to make it 2nd and 2. Timeout has been taken by Point Barrow. We'll keep it here with 1:56 to go in the fourth. And the Bengals on the verge of winning their 5th game of the year and running their division record to 4-1.
Barrow will have one left, so they can stop it one more time.
Well, I do think this was the style of game that Point Barrow wanted. I think the Panthers did a lot of really good things on defense. I was impressed with their effort. Jack Fitzsimmons had a tremendous ball game, but in the end, just the lack of offensive production. As we said, they had only scored 62 points in five games coming in.
I think those early offensive sets in the first quarter when they came away with no points, we said they'd be big, and they do turn out to be big in this ball game.
Second down and about 4. Erskine here with a 1:56 up on the clock. Panthers showing blitz. Erskine with an offset eye formation. Fumbles the snap. Has to go back and get it. That will lose 2 yards back to the 20-yard line.
They used their last timeout, Point Barrow.
Coming up at the end of tonight's game, the presentation of our Ocean Trophies Shore Sports Network Player of the Game.
Timeout has been taken by the Panthers, their final one of the evening. Barnegat has all three of theirs if they do need them for some reason. Ball sitting right now just outside the 20-yard line of Point Barrow. Reminder that there's no Monmouth game tomorrow. So a day and night off for us here at the Shore Sports Network. Next sporting broadcast coming Tuesday night with the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. We talk Thursday night high school football at the Water Street Bar and Grill on our Investors Bank High School Football Show. And next weekend, back to A-South, the home of the Indians, where Tom Server South will play host to Jackson. Slot receiver combo, far sideline, off to the right. The give is to Wickwire. He'll take it down inside the 20, get to the 19. Panthers cannot stop the ball here, but they have set up a fourth down and kind of an interesting call here.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're inside the 20, so 30. It's about a 37-yard field goal. If you go for it and miss it, obviously Burrow gets it back. If you
make it, you clinch the game.
If you make it, you clinch the game, and I believe Barnegat will work the clock all the way down and probably use a timeout with 1 second left on the referee's count.
By the way, Jackson is first and goal on the three, looking to take the lead against Brick Memorial.
Barnegat will use a timeout with 1:04 left. We mentioned Connor Lustenberger. He has kicked a 33-yarder. He's 2 of 2. From here, it would be about a 37-yarder. What say we, guys? Kick the field goal or try and get the first down?
How much time left?
1:04.
I'm going for the first down. I don't want to risk any kind of block. That's basically how you could lose this game. I understand if you kick the field goal, you put the game out of reach, but I think I'm going to go for it. Of course, the clock will stop on a change of possession.
I think it comes down to how much confidence you have in the kicker. If you think he can make this, I kick the field goal. I mean, how many field goals have we seen blocked and run back for touchdowns?
That's why we have three voices here. I kind of set you guys up, and sometimes one guy takes one and one guy takes the other.
So you're not sure how you feel.
Well, they're not going to kick a field goal.
I'm okay either way.
They're not kicking a field goal here. I guarantee you. Well, they still don't know. McGinnis is at the tail.
It's an eye set.
Of course, a first down also clinches the game.
Yeah, they could throw it here.
Erskine has it on 4th and 4.
They try to draw him offside and then called another timeout. That's a rule that I think has to be changed.
I agree.
Where you can't call two consecutive timeouts without the ball being put in play. But that's what Barnegat did.
Second timeout for the Bengals. They've got one left, 1:04 to go. It is Barnegat 13 and Point Barrow 7. Kind of on par with what many of these B-South games have been all year long.
Still no field goal team on the field.
Brick has upped its lead to Lacey to 28-0 midway through the third quarter. Point Beach up on Keensburg 39-7. That one is in the fourth.
So Erskine back on here. He will operate from the shotgun. 4th and 4. First down clinches it. Here comes the blitz. Erskine goes over the middle. Looks for Bowen, who can't hang on to it. And Point Barrow will get one more chance with the football with 60 seconds remaining.
Well, they went back to the seam pass, which treated him good the first two times, but you can't go to the well that often.
Well, this is clearly the last gasp effort for the Panthers, and if you've got that one play, Matt, you've been saving, bring it out.
Tried the hook and ladder last time.
You got to go to page 27 of the playbook now.
Fry, who's been the top target tonight, splits out to the right. That's the way that Husak's going to roll, looking for Fry. Sliding catch attempt will haul it in, but Barnegat happy to give 8 yards there. Did slide out of bounds to stop the clock with 55 seconds.
Camerato is about playing in a play about 20 yards off the line of scrimmage. Nobody's getting by him or going to go by him. You'd probably have to hit something underneath and then hope for a broken tackle or two.
Fry's a pretty good receiver, meanwhile. Got some good hands on him.
I can't get over his name. Hayden Fry was the Iowa football coach before Kirk Ferentz, legendary football coach. I've never heard of anyone else with that name.
Splits out this time, far sideline to the left. Straight drop back for Husak, going deep down that far side, looking for Fry. He and Jerenicum together. Could have been offensive interference. And a fall incomplete and set up now a third down and three.
By the way, Jackson was intercepted by Carl Coom at the 8-yard line, so they did not get in. Mustangs will take over on the three. And immediately Tim Santiago runs it for 25 yards.
They've got to reset the clock.
So the Mustangs with the ball tied up at 14 in a very important A-South football game. 54 on the clock, guys.
We're working on it. 54 is on the clock.
You've done everything else up there tonight. You might as well work the clock.
54 seconds remaining in regulation.
Third now and three. Got to worry about getting this first down if you're Point Borough. You don't want to put yourself in a fourth down situation. Get the first down first and worry about things from there. Husak has time, steps up, throws, wants a lot of it, up into triple coverage, and it falls incomplete to Mike Larson.
How about this one? At Brick Memorial, the Mustangs intercepted a Joe DeMeo pass at the 3-yard line to thwart that drive. They're still tied at 14.
You obviously were not listening to me. I just went over that.
I wasn't listening to you. I totally admit it.
And immediately Santiago ran for 25 on first down to get it out of trouble. So the Mustangs have it.
Fourth down and three. This could be the game. Oh, McGinnis ran over the line. He was trying to blitz. This is going to cost the Bengals five.
And a first down.
And a first down.
And at least four more chances.
5-yard penalty. And that will give the Panthers a first down.
Costly penalty by Tyler McGinnis, the senior linebacker, who calls the defense for the Bengals.
Matt, I just don't think you're going to be able to throw a 30-yard pass downfield. They, in essence, just become throw it up and hope a guy grabs. Now, maybe something underneath, and again,
what's wrong with a 15-yarder?
Yeah, and hope for a guy to break a tackle.
You've got time. You've got 47 seconds left. Husak will roll left here. The edge is set. Husak will tuck it and run. Needs to get out of bounds. He did not.
Now they got to spike it here.
That's a bad play.
4 yards on the play. Second down and six. Ball at the Borough 37-yard line.
30 seconds left, and Husak will spike it. Clock will stop with 30 seconds remaining on what will be third down and six.
Third down and six for the Panthers.
By the way, it sounds like we're doing play-by-play, but on a third and long for the Mustangs, Santiago picks up 12 yards and another first down, so the Mustangs driving in the last quarter.
Panthers can take their time in the huddle here with the clock stopped at 30 seconds. Third and six. Ball spotted at the Panther 37-yard line. Fry will come this time near sideline right. Calmly in the slot that way. Francescini has the wing to the right. Play action. Husak throws it up for grabs, looking for Larson, who was tripped up. And
oh boy,
what could have been pass interference will now be fourth and six.
I think they got their legs tangled up. Looked bad from this sideline, standing on the Borough sideline. Happened on the Barnegat sideline. How'd you see it, Matt? Feet get tangled?
It's hard to catch it from up here if there was any upper body contact.
That brings up a fourth down. And
regardless, it is fourth and six. Again, final chance with 24 seconds to go to at least get the first down and try and extend the game for Point Borough.
And I think that's what you do. I think you run a play to get a first down, come up and spike it, and then give yourself maybe two shots.
Well, if you run a little out pattern, you could get the first down and step out of bounds. Husak gets the snap. Pumps once. Here comes pressure. Running for his life in the pocket. Will tuck it and run. And looks like he got enough for the first down.
Close to a first down.
The clock has stopped at 13. It won't start until the chains move.
It is a Panther first down.
He's got to be ready to go.
Husak will get it here. Look to spike it, and he will. Took just a second off the clock. It stops at 12. And now second and 10.
Think you got to look downfield now with only 12 seconds.
On second and 10, Husak with a four-man rush coming for Barnegat. Five-step drop. Lets it fly. Looking for Fry. This one up for grabs. Picked off by Jurena. He'll run the clock out with just two. Go. With one. Can slide now and take a knee. But he will should. Continue to work his way forward out over the 35 into Barnegat, into the Barnegat sideline. And that
there is a penalty, Matt. You can't end on a defensive penalty.
We have a flag on the play.
Yes, it can.
Well,
it's holding against Point Burrow. Yeah.
No. We'll explain later, Ed. We'll explain later.
Okay.
That will be the game as Barnegat will hold on and win here 13-7 to advance to 5-1 on the year, 4-1 in the division. Point Burrow drops to 3-3 and now 3-2. In Class B South. We'll step out here, take a timeout, come back for the postgame show, player of the game, and final analysis of this one. The Bengals win it 13-7. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we are back here post-game-wise. The Bengals of Barnegat survive a tough challenge here at the hands of the Panthers. 13-7, our final score. Let's go down to the field and join Ed Sarluka with our player of the game.
Our Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophy player of the game, Paul Wickwire. Big touchdown run. Paul, tell us about that run.
Oh, I just came through the line. I tried to get off. Got grabbed a couple times. Got a break a couple tackles. Just ran into the end zone.
You, obviously, we said all three of us up top, that you are the fastest guy on the field for either team. Do you feel you add the speed dimension to this Bengal team? Without Manny playing tonight, let's put it that way.
Well, I'm faster than I'll say I'm faster than Manny.
Okay, there you go.
But I guess so. I don't really see my speed. Everyone else tells me I'm fast, but that's it.
Well, you are, that's for sure. Well, a very important win for the Bengals. You keep your B-South title hopes alive.
Oh, wait. I messed up there.
How about in the coming weeks? You got a bye this week. You get healthy. You get Manny back. And you're at full strength for Lakewood. That's the next one, big one.
Yes, we're going to heal up. We're going to keep practicing and get better. And then get ready for Lakewood.
Well, you are one of the few returning guys next year when you're going to have to be the leader out there.
Yeah, got one more year, I guess. Got to give it my all and get better, keep scoring, and hopefully win a state championship.
Well, congratulations and good luck down the line, and congratulations on this victory tonight.
Thank you.
Paul Wickwire, the junior running back for Barnegat.
Yeah, clearly added a little punch to the offensive attack. Was one of really the few guys out there, Matt, who could make plays and create with speed. So he is our player of the game. But I'm just going to throw a real quick comment in. What I thought a tremendous effort by Jack Fitzsimmons for Point Burrow. Both sides of the ball played a monster game. We'll go back to Ed.
Rob Davis, the head man of Barnegat. You keep your title hopes alive, Coach.
Yeah, Point Burrow is a scrappy team. They had a great game plan. They forced us to do a couple things that, you know, that we had out of the box stuff with little Paul. Paul was our playmaker. We kind of wanted to use Wickwire and McGinnis, you know, kind of wear them out inside and out. And very fortunate to come out of here and win.
Halftime adjustments on Fitzsimmons. He burned you for 90 yards in the first half. Did a much better job in the second half.
He made a move with the quarterback and the A-back. He did a nice job. We weren't tackling at the end of the first half. We made some adjustments, but you know, bottom line, it came down to the end. It must have been a good football game to watch.
Oh, it was a good one to do. It was a good old defensive battle in that second half. But tell me about the difference in your overall philosophy when you don't have a guy like Manny Bowen on the field.
Well, we played a little bit more with pro personnel, smack mouth football a little bit, because the guys that are in the perimeter are also playing defense. So we kind of wanted to play to our strength. We used Paul Wickwire, who's not playing a lot of defense, as a guy that was fresh, and that's what we want to do, put him in space and that. But, you know, our receivers can do it. It's just we had field position the time of the, you know, Josh Bowen had some nice catches for us. So, you know, I'm pretty excited that we won our fifth game and got out of here with a victory and kind of could, you know, get healthy a little bit this week.
Bye next week and then the big one against Lakewood.
Yep. Well, now we could think about Lakewood a little bit right there. Yep. So.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
Rob Davis on his way to perhaps a B-South championship. Matt?
All right, Ed. Appreciate it. Great job down on the sideline. Kevin, a couple of quick scoring updates to pass along before we head out.
Red Bank Catholic just rolls over Red Bank 53-0. The Caseys methodical as they continue to be the top team at the Shore. And in that game, Ed, I think Ed briefly mentioned it, that big Jackson Memorial, Brick Memorial game, it was Jackson Memorial recovering a fumble on a 3rd and 25. Zach Tetro going 5 yards to give the Jaguars a 21-14 lead.
Kevin, real quick, I just wanted to mention, by the way, that was Robbie Davis's 50th win of his 9-year career.
Yep, the only coach in Barnegat history started the program. So anyway, Jackson Memorial leads Brick Memorial 21-14 in the fourth of that big one in Class A South, kind of like an elimination game.
Long Branch leading Ocean 33-21. Freehold Borough on top of Wall by a score of 33-10. I guess one more that we should pass along, Kevin, from Scott Stump. Do we have an update on Middletown South and
I think Manalapan? It was 21-3 the last time.
That was the last I saw. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. And for more on all of the night's activities, check out our website at shoresportsnetwork.com. Nice to be back here tonight at the home of the Panthers, Point Pleasant Borough. Their administration and athletic department doing a great job getting us set up and ready to go. Zach Collins back in the studios tonight. And, of course, Brad Biroscano here as our on-site engineer. Our thanks to Rob Davis and to Sean Henry, the respective head coaches. Barnegat wins this one by a score of 13-7 for Ed Sarluk and Kevin Williams. I'm Matt Harmon saying so long from Point Borough. We're back talking high school football Thursday night from the Water Street Bar and Grill on the Investors Bank High School Football Show. For more, again, check out our website at shoresportsnetwork.com. Barnegat 13, Point Borough 7. You've been listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
This has been the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBN AM 1160 and 1310. Part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game was presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Join us again next week for another Shore Conference football matchup. Stay up to date on all the latest football news and more at shoresportsnetwork.com.